a question for you this morning. How do you define yourself? How do you define yourself? Stop and think about what you say to someone you're meeting for the first time. How do you answer some of the usual questions? What's your name? What do you do? Where are you from? How you answer those questions may tell you something about yourself, but do they define you? Perhaps more meaningful questions are those like, what's important to you? What do you hold to be true? What are your core values? Where do you get those values? You and I are shaped by many, many influences, many understandings of ourselves. As Christians, we are shaped by our belief in Christ and how He defines us, how He defines us. In this morning's gospel lesson, Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. So Jesus sees us as branches of the vine. I'm sure that's not the first thing that comes to your mind when you are asked, who am I? In John's gospel, Jesus uses seven images about himself. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the true vine. Now, it's no coincidence that he says, I am. Remember, that's how God defined himself to Moses at the burning bush. When Moses said, who shall I say sent me? God says, tell the people, I am sent you. So Jesus is identifying himself as I am. He also says to his followers, abide in me as I abide in you. We don't use that word abide very often. I don't. And yet the epistle today and the gospel are full of abides, abide, abide, abide. Try this. Live in me as I live in you. So how do you and I live in Christ? How do we abide in him? We can learn how by looking at the metaphor of the vine. First of all, a vine has roots. This vine has its beginnings, has its roots in Judaism. We discover those roots in the Old Testament and God's relationship with his chosen people. We must never forget from whence we come. And remember that Jesus came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. He is the vine. And the branches derive their life from the risen Christ. And if you and I are going to bear fruit, we must be firmly attached to the life-giving source of the vine. So roots are important to the vine. Next, the image of the vine suggests the corporate nature of the Christian community. There are no individual branches. I often hear people say, well, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. I think that translates, I don't go to church, but I'm a good person. And we know full well that there are a lot of folks who go to church, but aren't good persons. But the church is the community of Christ. There is no going it alone. Where does one branch start and another leave off? They run together. They interweave and they intertwine and they encircle one another until they're nearly indistinguishable. None is freestanding. All live together, drawing from the same source, the vine of Christ Jesus. So, you and I, here, this day, this morning, we are in this life together, with Christ and with each other. There is no such thing as an isolated Christian. And the third image that comes from the vine that I want you to consider with me this morning is that of growth. Jesus makes it clear that the purpose of the vine is to grow. The idea is not just to hang on, but to bear fruit, to flower into Jesus' love wherever we are. By this, the world will know that we belong to Jesus if we have love for one another. We love because God first loved us. And part of that growth is the ever-spreading love of God in this world. And you and I both know that this is a world that needs more and more of the love of God in Christ Jesus. All we have to do is watch the evening news or read the morning paper. The theme that we hear in the Acts of the Apostles, which we hear read in church throughout this season of Easter, is the ever-spreading love of God in this world. In Acts, we have the record of the spread of the love of God through the Holy Spirit. It begins in Jerusalem on a hill outside in a tomb that is discovered empty. And it leaves Jerusalem and moves to Samaria and then to Rome and then from Rome to the outer reaches of the world. And it continually branches out. And that's what we see happening in today's lesson from Acts and the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. This is an Ethiopian. This is an African. This is a eunuch who is unacceptable in Jewish law because he is a eunuch. And this unacceptable one receives the love of God through the Holy Spirit and baptism. And so the message in this portion of Acts, and indeed and throughout the Acts of the Apostles, is clear. There will be no barriers in the Christian faith. And for 2,000 years, that goal has yet to be realized. It's still a work in progress, but it is happening little by little in our lifetime. There shall be no barriers. There shall be no barriers to the love of God in Christ Jesus. So remember this, my friends. Remember this, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We, the baptized, are all branches. We are the fruit bearers. We are the sign and symbol of Christ to the world wherever we find ourselves. St. Thaddeus Church is called to be a sign that we are loved, forgiven, comforted, and blessed by Christ. we're not just to believe and receive. We're also to grow and develop. I'm not talking about numbers. I'm talking about spirit. So let us live and serve the vine as branches flowering with good works and clinging to Jesus. Amen.